This is DW News live from Berlin, a turning point in America's struggle against the COVID-19 pandemic. The US Food and Drug Administration has approved the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine. The decision clears the way for an unprecedented vaccination campaign expected to begin in the coming days. Meanwhile, soaring COVID-19 infections and fatalities confront Germany with hard decisions. Will authorities order a tougher lockdown, including closing retail stores in the middle of the Christmas shopping season? And the US Supreme Court rejects a Texas lawsuit to overturn America's presidential election. President Donald Trump had called the suit the big one that would keep him in office. The question now being, does this decision finally put an end to his hopes? I'm Anthony Howard, welcome. The American drug regulator, the FDA, has approved the BioNTech Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The pharma giant says it'll start shipping doses immediately and first inoculations could start as early as Monday. The vaccine was shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19, giving cause for hope in the country that's been hit hardest by the pandemic.
I have really good news. Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months.
It's a turning point for the country with the highest coronavirus death toll in the world and counting.
It seems heartbreaking that we have daily records that exceed the 9/11 death tolls every day. And I think, you know, it's very, very difficult to go to work every morning knowing that hospitals are being filled.
Clinics are preparing to deliver the BioNTech Pfizer shot and begin the largest vaccination campaign in US history. Healthcare workers and elderly people in care homes are expected to receive the first doses. But now that the vaccine is on its way, will most Americans take it?
I think it's kind of your civic duty to get vaccinated, and I don't see any issues with doing it as long as it's safe.
It's a way to depopulate the world. That's the agenda behind the vaccines. Sorry, I'm not interested in it. We'll never take it over my dead body.
If that is the first step to kind of let things open up, then I want to take that step to basically go out and have normal times again, normal safe times.
Some states are planning to begin vaccinating as early as Monday, but the shot comes with complex distribution challenges. It has to be shipped and stored at ultra-low temperatures. And countries are competing for limited supplies.
We are dealing with the question how to produce more doses, and this is a scaling up question. And we are in intensive planning procedures with two colleagues from Pfizer, and ask the question, what can we do in Europe? What can be done in the United States? How can we activate earlier?
US health officials say they will have enough doses to vaccinate every American who wants to be by the middle of next year. Europe is set to make its own decision on the BioNTech Pfizer shot later this month, in what could be the beginning of the end of the global pandemic.
Well, a surge in COVID-19 fatalities here in Germany is alarming authorities and stoking calls for a stricter lockdown. At the beginning of the pandemic, Germany's death toll per capita was one of the lowest among hard-hit countries. With the second wave, however, the picture looks more bleak. On Saturday, German health authorities recorded nearly 500 COVID-19-related deaths, and the numbers continue to trend upward. And meanwhile, the country's disease control agency also registered more than 28,000 new infections in a single day. Now, those figures suggest weeks of a partial lockdown have not slowed the spread of the infection. Indeed, tougher restrictions seem almost inevitable now in Germany, something Chancellor Angela Merkel and state leaders will discuss in emergency talks on Sunday.
Here, the record infections are not just a number. German hospitals, like this one in Mannheim, are struggling to treat the rising number of patients with COVID-19. Yet out on the streets, you might not know that the country is in crisis. The so-called lockdown light restrictions mean shops and schools are still open. The German state of Baden-Württemberg is not waiting for the federal government to take action.
From December 12th on, we are imposing a general lockdown for all of Baden-Württemberg.
From Saturday, residents there may only leave their homes with a valid reason, such as going to work or school. The situation is dangerous. All lawmakers seem to agree on that. Several other German states are urging action at the national level.
We can see it getting away from us, slipping from our hands. We have to make a decision that's clearer, more resolute, and more understandable. This is a matter of life and death, to put it clearly. It's a matter of ethical responsibility that we in the government have.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is also in support of stricter measures. On Sunday, Germany's federal and state leaders will meet once more to discuss the crisis. Meanwhile, Germany's schools are preparing for more restrictions or a possible expansion of the vacation period. Yet education ministers are asking for as few cuts to schooling as possible. In our opinion, vacation should not be extended, but rather we should introduce remote learning or even a lifting of compulsory attendance, or a combination of both. Just under 2 weeks to Christmas Eve, and Germans may only have a few days left for Christmas shopping before stricter measures are put in place. It looks like this holiday season will be even quieter than usual.
Well, I'm joined now by political correspondent Hans Brandt. Hans, good morning to you. The German government will meet on Sunday to discuss the situation. What do we know about their plans, though? Because just by reading the tea leaves, it seems an awful lot like we're heading for a hard lockdown.
Yes, it's going to be another one of those meetings between Chancellor Angela Merkel and the 16 leaders of the 16 federal states in Germany. And that's been a very difficult relationship over the last couple of months. Angela Merkel, the central government, has pushed for much stricter measures than we've had so far, and the regional leaders have always resisted that. And now the situation has gone so critical that I think what's happening is that regional leaders are going to toe the line that the central government is trying to enforce, and that is indeed some sort of lockdown, probably a lot stricter than we have at the moment. We don't know exactly when that's likely to be implemented. There's a possibility it will be implemented early next week, maybe Monday, maybe Wednesday. Some people are saying only just before Christmas. So there's still some room for maneuver there, and I presume that the regional leaders are the ones that are still holding back to some extent, but we will get a lockdown in Germany, that seems certain.
Yeah, you say situation critical. Germany has for the last few weeks been under what we've come to call lockdown light. Why has that not worked?
Well, we can't say that it hasn't worked in that sense. What's happened is that it has slowed down infections, but it hasn't brought them down. We've been at a kind of plateau on the curve for about the last 10 days or so, at around 20 to 30,000 new infections every day. And what needs to happen clearly is for these infection rates to go down. And that's what's not been happening. Why has it not worked? Well, clearly it hasn't been strict enough and people haven't been sticking to it, strictly enough. People have still been meeting, presumably in shops, presumably in their private homes, possibly schools play a role here, possibly gatherings such as church gatherings play a role. We don't really know anymore because we haven't been able to trace the infections effectively for quite a while now.
It's been tending this way, though. So why has the German government been so reluctant to use these stricter measures sooner?
Well, there's a whole gamut of reasons. One reason is what I was just talking about, the fact that the central government as such cannot impose these restrictions, has to be done in the regions, and they have been reluctant. Then there are, of course, costs involved, costs for government. If the shutdown is imposed by government, government has to pay compensation to a large number of businesses and people. Those are billions and billions that have already been spent, and obviously the government's reluctant to increase their spend. And at the same time, there is obviously pressure from business to keep things open, especially now before Christmas. It's the three most important weeks in any retailer's business year. So clearly the resistance is very, very strong.
We will wait and see. Hans Brandt, many thanks. OK, let's take a look now at some of the other stories making news elsewhere in the world. A series of rockets struck the Afghan capital, Kabul, killing one and wounding two others. The Afghan Interior Minister said that 10 rockets were fired near the Karzai International Airport. No group has so far claimed responsibility, but this is the second rocket attack in the city within a month. Iran has executed a dissident journalist for encouraging anti-government protests in the country. Ruhollah Tsam criticised Iran's government with a website and internet news channel while he was living in exile. He was captured in 2019. British media say the government is planning to patrol the country's fishing waters with the help of the Royal Navy if no Brexit trade deal can be reached. Reports say naval vessels would have the power to stop, check and impound all EU fishing boats operating in British waters. Well, the US Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit filed by the state of Texas to overturn the results of last month's presidential election. President Trump and scores of Republican officials and lawmakers had supported the suit, which challenged President-elect Joe Biden's victories in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. But justices ruled that Texas didn't have the right to challenge how other states run their elections. The president reacted with a tweet saying the Supreme Court really let us down. So then, is this the end of the road for Donald Trump's campaign to stop Joe Biden from taking office next month? We put that question to Michael Morley. He's an election law expert at Florida State University.
Well, this one of the things that made the Texas suit so unique, and again, the court held it didn't even have jurisdiction. A lot of commentators had pointed out the numerous procedural and jurisdictional hurdles that it faced. But one of the unique aspects of the Texas suit is that it essentially sought to bring the entire election before the Supreme Court, that it identified four different states where Texas claimed it had statutory and constitutional problems and invited the court to handle the issue in one fell swoop. There are still cases pending in the lower courts. As a matter of fact, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has just agreed to hear an appeal brought by the Trump campaign tomorrow. There are other cases where the Trump campaign has lost in the lower courts, where it can still ask the Supreme Court itself to hear those cases. So over the upcoming days and potentially even weeks, I expect to see continued litigation. I think it's extraordinarily unlikely that any of those lawsuits will succeed. But the short answer is no. This case, while it presented one unified package that would have allowed the court to consider all of the objections being raised, right, at least in most of the states across the board, the court's rejection of this case doesn't shut the door on all of these other cases that remain pending in the lower courts.
Election law expert Michael Morley from Florida there. OK, to sport, and in Friday's Bundesliga action, unbeaten Wolfsburg hosted Eintracht Frankfurt. The visitors took the lead, but a double from Wout Weghorst won the game for the hosts. First, the Dutchman levelled things up. That was from the penalty spot for his eighth goal of the season after sending the keeper the wrong way. Then in the dying minutes, he struck again decisively to seal a 2-1 victory. Wolfsburg's unbeaten run now stretches to 11 games and the win puts them into Champions League contention. Speaking of champions, Bayern Munich's Robert Lewandowski is one of three finalists for the FIFA Best Men's Player Award. He joins regulars Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, as you would expect. Lewandowski played a key role in Bayern's treble-winning season. The prolific Polish striker scored 55 goals last campaign. The winner will be revealed on December 17th. And, well, this may well be one of the strangest nativity scenes that we've seen this year. A church in the German town of Renningen has put a giant coronavirus at the centre of its religious decorations before the Christmas holiday. The model virus is emblazoned with the words, "Do not be afraid." And the artwork pays homage to healthcare workers alongside the family of Jesus Christ. Of course, because of the coronavirus restrictions, the church is closed to visitors and the nativity can only be seen during service. You're watching DW News from Berlin. A look coming up at how online activism drives change in our technology show Shift. That's up next here on DW. There's more news on the DW app and at DW.